The CNN analysis looked at 12 different statistics, 4 that measure race and ethnicity, 4 that look at income and education, and 4 that describe the typical neighborhood in each state. G. Donald Ferry is a researcher with the Department of Sociology at the UW-Madison. He says it's a fun comparison, but hardly definitive.
The factors they evaluate are ones that most people who look at politics and look at society in general would think in one form or another are going to be important. On that, I suspect there's likely to be a lot of agreement. Where there might be disagreement is whether they should be evaluated as equally important, and a lot there would depend on what we're talking about.
For example, Ferry says a minority rights group might take issue with the study giving equal weight to the percentage of blacks as it gives to a state's population density. UW-Madison journalism professor Dietram Schäufele also does public opinion research. He says the problem with this ranking is that it's of no use politically.
Trying to tailor a message toward the middle ground, toward the average America that really doesn't exist, simply doesn't work. In fact, it's counterproductive. It will backfire because it really doesn't target any specific constituency, but it will certainly alienate some of these constituencies.
But Schäufele says the ranking does show that Wisconsin is diverse. For example, it's been able to maintain traditional jobs in fields like agriculture while still developing an industry around nanotechnology. When looked at that way, Schäufele says this is one ranking where Wisconsin should take pride in being average. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.